Welcome back to IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to the wild ride, which is the Canadian independent music scene. Our focus today is music and film. We'll be looking at North by Northeast, the debut of Cycle of Fear in Toronto, Ontario, and Twisted Pine's music and film. But first, live at IndyCan, by request, it's Raina.
Heard the song Forget Me. That was a really great performance. Tell us a bit about the song.
Well, it was written out of heartbreak. I basically had a different perception of who this person was that I was with for a long time, for many years. And it wasn't until 7 years later that I was like, this isn't right, you know, and it had so much it meant so much, and there was so much happening in my life at the time that a part of me just wanted to forget it. And so I was like, you know what? This would make a great song because I have a lot to say about it.
Sure.
I was listening to it and looking at your website, and you talked about who inspires you when you write. And many of them, I go, oh, that would make sense, and that would make sense. And I was really surprised to find Nine Inch Nails there. Mm. But if you take this song and you take just the words of it, forget me, throw me away, there's nothing left for me to say, forget me, I'm sure it'll be easy, throw me away, I'm dead to you anyway. I can hear Trent Reznor saying that in a completely different production.
Right.
But, of course, right. With the, you know, I didn't catch it the first time because the melody is so beautiful and it's such a feminine song. But if you look back at the angst that's behind it, mm-hmm. You must draw on a lot of different influences for your songs.
Yes. And it was Nine Inch Nails was so integral in my teenage years. You know, it was like, so that was very influential, and it's the emotion that Trent has. It's not necessarily, you know, the pounding industrial sounds and heavy driven guitars that, although I do enjoy those, but for my influence, it was more the emotion and how he expresses that.
Strangers, can you remember my face without a picture? You live out your dreams, and I move on to live out mine. Time. I wanna taste you again. I wanna feel you again. I wanna hold you again. Come home to me. I can no longer hold in my arms love songs with lost meanings. I reach out for you, but my hand closes empty. In dreams we are together, then the fine truth awakens me.
Yeah.
my shoes. Oh, 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 so I can move. Oh, 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 well, I got soul. Oh, 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 so here I go. What they really like to say in an unsuspecting way, that the world is made of gold if you do what you told. The world is made of gold if you do what you told. Oh, 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 oh.
Now, we're going to do something special with a teenage party girl. Mo's going to session in on this one. And so let's talk about that song.
It's just a product. Everyone's turning into the product of their environment. You got, you know, these girls wearing G-strings when they're 13 years old. I mean, that's just what's going on. And I'm not saying it's right, it's wrong, or people are doing a bad job bringing up their kids. I think we wanted to paint a picture of just, this is how it is. And, you know, maybe a little bit, we're not preaching anything. It's just like, here's how it is.
No, you've got some edgy lyrics, but you're not preaching. It's fun rock and roll.
Yeah, well, then that's what it should be about. See, the Ramones are the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep on going back there. So are the Dickies. So are, I can name you 100 bands that just, you know, that we wear. And if you listen to our record, like, we wear it on our sleeve. Tom Petty. It's kind of funny because, I mean, I love everything from hardcore Black Flag, Dead Kennedys, to the super catchy poppy stuff, like that's Elvis Costello and, you know, I mean, Fred Eaglesmith. In the singles-driven market, you know, I think some of the young young kids, they just, you know, they're just growing up, and it's like, okay, you pushed two songs, here you go, here's this, here's two songs from this one particular band, I like them, but they don't know the other, because that's just how it is with computers and with everything, how they're getting their music. So but we still believe, and we still want to carry on, that there's, you can make a story out of a bunch of songs, or a, you know, at least a common thread. In fact, one thing that I'm doing right now is, like, well, three of us are doing, we wrote a script for like an actual story to coincide with every song on the chronological order on this record. And we're going to make a video with these little dolls, like teenage party girl dolls that we found from, you know, a play school. And we're just taking little short pictures to make it move, and, you know, and we made a story out of it. To coincide, we have a little teenage party girl, you know, we do. She's got a little black hair, and she's causing all sorts of crap.
Thanks for coming in, guys. This last song you're closing with, I think it really rocks. Like I said, I like the whole album, but Teenage Party Girl with Mo Berg on rhythm guitar, courtesy of Epiphone.
Thank you, Indy Can, for having us. This is Teenage Party Girl.
Party girl, black mascara eyes, cigarette smoke curls up ecstatic skies. Oh, oh, oh. Lipstick lollipops, sipping your electric drink. What's your daddy gonna think? You got the jet black hair, you got the punk rock stare, I do like you don't care.
Hi, this is Shane Clark, screenwriter of Cycle of Fear, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Jake, you went down to the place where the cops wanna smash your face, where my fellow citizens are caught up in the chase. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Jake, you grab a torch and burn down a building. I seen the proprietor damn near kill him. Later had dental work to get the tooth filled in. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Jake ain't political, but I go nuts. Jake likes to loot, but I ain't got the guts. He says, fight for what's right, or else you are a putz. Hey, hey, civil disobedience, alright. 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 Hey, hey, civil disobedience. Jake thinks militant girls are hot. If they're pro-choice, they might do it a lot. I can't vouch for him, but he's the best I got. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Both me and Jake got a problem with authority, especially authority that didn't win by majority. Got the anonymity, Sarkesh is a minority. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
So he likes to run around throwing rocks and trash, stripping the police cars, selling parts for cash, popping the trunk to see if they got a stash. Hey, hey, civil disobedience. All right. All right. To run around with a picket sign, sometimes jail time, avoiding ticket fines. One thing he can't abide is licking their behinds. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
We beat the opposition when we stole the riot gear. We captured our positions and then we made it clear. We'll do a lot of damage and we'll cause a lot of fear. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
We'd like to take the stimulants and focus then acute. You never could tell when the cops will snap and shoot. Never on my gravestone, he snoozed his ass's mood. Hey, hey, civil disobedience. Alright. Alright, alright. Hey, hey, civil disobedience. We fuck Republicans but think they're icky. Talk of world conquest makes them sticky. You gotta beg and beg to get your dick a licky. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Me and Jake, you like dodging the gun. Me and Jake, you like to hit and run. We diss some politicians, but it's all good fun. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
We got into politics to char and pillage. Maybe we'll come visit in your bar or village. After our plunder, time for serious chillage. Hey, hey, civil disobedience, alright. 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 Hey, hey, civil disobedience, alright.
Self-inspiration, what should I do? I don't have a clear view of the blue sky. Head noise pollution, it's all an illusion up in my mind. There will never be time for the future. Although it is soothing to be right here, standing tall, standing near your heart and mind. Final decisions, forgotten in visions of tomorrow. I can feel the sorrow. What can I do? I don't feel, don't feel fine. of the pain. I will hide. I don't feel. Don't feel fine. All of the
that's from the album The Romantic and the Realist by You and Me, a quartet from Montreal. The West Island of Montreal, to be exact. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Beaconsfield was the return address on the CD. Great CD. Listened to it. Did a couple laps in my CD player. Nice work, team. That was beautiful. Before that, Civil Disobedience from Hamel on Trial. That's part of the compilation CD from Twisted Pines Music and Movie 2008, the 21-song, 73.5-minute compilation CD. So if you're only going to buy one CD this year, that would probably be a good one. It's got Garth and Maude Hudson. It's got Scott Cooper. It's got just a ton of great music on it. You can get it from Twisted Pines. Or if you're lazy, just go to IndieCan.com. Every artist that we talk about will have a link to them on our site. So if you want the one-stop shopping thing, we'll look after you there. We'll direct you accordingly anyway. The Populars before that. That was from Alive at IndieCan at the XM Satellite Studios in Toronto, Canada, with their producer Mo Berg. And ever since that session, I've been getting a lot of talk about them. They were playing the Cycle of Fear premiere in Toronto, which IndieCan was part of. The night before, they'd been in Nashville. So they're on the road a lot, and they're heading to Western Canada. So that's remarkable, really. And I love those guys. I love their set. And the whole crowd was just... it was a jaw-dropper. It was good music the whole night at the Cycle of Fear premiere, but that was certainly a highlight for a lot of people. And before that, Raina, that was from episode 2. Raina kicked off our second of 2 IndieCan birthday bash celebrations. And Andre Skinner, who co-hosted that particular show with me, he played the first of the 2 IndieCan birthday bash celebrations. We raised some money, had some fun people out. Kelowna from XM Satellite, The Verge, was out. Mo Berg was out in the case of the Raina show. He was there with Photocell. And there's, if you missed it, all of the details, pictures galore and some audio and commentary again on the website, so come on down. And Raina was better than ever, and people have been asking ever since then to put her on the show again, so there you go. And now we're going to be again focusing on music and film for most of this show. I'm going to stop talking soon. We'll be hearing from Fernando Sanders, a live set. He's playing North by Northeast. Some of you know him as the bass player for Lou Reed. He's played with Marianne Faithfull and a host of other big name acts, and this is a solo project. So we'll be getting to that. We'll be getting to Cycle of Fear. Moses Ali interviewed Manny De Silva, the producer and director of Cycle of Fear. I was busy playing to the crowd, and Moses was on interview duties, and we'll probably be doing a lot more of that. There's a pile of interviews he did, The Overachiever, so we'll find a way to sort of package that up and present it on IndieCan, because it was a lot of fun, that's for sure. I certainly enjoyed listening to all that audio. And Twisted Pines, we'll be going back there again. I mean, there were 10 days of Twisted Pines Music and Film Festival. We're going to hear from Garth Douglas. He is the producer of Festival Express. Festival Express, if you haven't seen it already, get it. I mean, it was one of the most exciting things that has ever happened in music in Canada in 1970. And he got his hands on hours and hours of video and audio and put that movie together. And as a matter of fact, let's go for that now. I'm going to just get Paul and Deborah to sort of set it up for us. We'll actually hear from Garth Douglas's own indie band, the Y River Band, and then we'll hear from him directly and then get on to Cycle of Fear and figure out what we're going to do next. But here we go.
What happened this year, we ended up meeting very flukishly. We ended up meeting a couple in the library when we were presenting Creaking Tree String Quartet. That was part of the thing we were doing, these library workshops for kids at no cost, so they would have access to great music when they came to town.
Good for you.
So in comes this couple who approached us, and we got talking about Festival Express, which is a movie I saw recently, and they said, we know the producer of Festival Express. And I said, if you can put him in touch with us, we'd love to screen his movie. That resulted in what you saw yesterday.
That's how you first met Garth.
And Garth Douglas said, would you be interested in booking Garth Hudson? And I said, of course. So they put us in touch with a friend of Garth's, Jan House, who I couldn't spend enough time with. Man with so many stories, incredible stories, really interesting. Such a gentleman, and was really patient with us, knowing we're new, and supported the concept, especially the music in schools. So when he explained the concept to Garth Hudson, and the thought that he would be playing with Garth Douglas, a man he respects very much, and the music in schools, Garth Hudson was sold on the music in schools and very committed to doing it. And had his car not broken down, he would have been in the schools. We had a keyboard set up for him. We ordered it from Toronto, and we were good to go. So it was so beautiful. And it was flukish, but we just ran with it. It started with the seed of a thing that just kept building. And what you saw last night, the Y River Band, that's Garth Douglas's band.
Oh,
Festival
Express,
okay. Garth Douglas doing the Q&A. Yeah. He said, if you'd like to hire our band, our band's available. We're not very expensive. I said, sure, bring them on. And Garth Hudson wanted to have the band on stage with him.
Crossing that highway over and over, old man meandering down by the road, twisting and turning away from the shore, like a drunkard he rambles wherever he goes. Old man, why do you ramble? Old man, where do you go? River just bumbles and slurs out of answer and goes where it will when it goes. Crossing that highway over and over, I feel like I've been here before. Asking the same old damn stupid questions, asking and listening and getting nowhere. Just mumbles and slurs out an answer and goes where it will when it goes. So when you sip down the highway, lazily smoothing the rocks and the stones, oxbows and cutoffs by bow-headed trumpeters left by the river from which they were going.
stumbles and soars out an answer and goes where he'll want to go. I'm crossing that highway over and over. The water flows under a bridge's stone arch. A river as old as a memory of man, and as only an old man can march. Old man, why do you ramble? Old man, where do you go? But the river just bumbles and slurs out an answer and goes where it will when it goes. But the river just mumbles and slurs out an answer and goes where it will. Let it go.
While filmmaking was telling the story, and we could have put more footage and more stuff into this because there was tons of background, but it wouldn't have told the story. It wouldn't have been as enjoyable or as exciting. And the director really was responsible for telling the story, and I can't say enough about Bob Smeaton and the work that he did. Was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant work. He described the Festival Express as a picture puzzle without a picture on the box, and that's what it was. And he took 90 hours of raw footage and 45 hours of music and carved a 90-minute film out of it that stands up, and I hope will stand up for a long time.
This is Manny Da Silva from Cycle of Fear. You are listening to IndyCan Radio.
Take two.
Take two. And action. Hi, you're... Hi, this... I'm the director?
Action.
Okay. Hi, I'm Manny Da Silva, director of Cycle of Fear, and you are listening to IndyCan Radio.
This is Tony Porfilio, executive producer of Cycle of Fear, and you're listening to IndyCan Radio.
What's in store for Manny Da Silva after Cycle of Fear?
Oh, the whole idea is to keep making more films on higher levels. As we get more awareness and more acknowledgement on the film industry, you always, as a film director, you always want to make the next film better than your last.
Of course. Now, I realize you've had a lot of support throughout the 2 years that you've been filming Cycle of Fear through, you know, your executive producer, Tony Porfilio, and John, and other members on your team, Diane, and, of course, the actors. And but one final word, now that Cycle of Fear has been launched here on the 31st of May, 2008.
Final word is it's not over yet. We still have film festivals and... film festivals actually here and the USA to go to. So if Cycle of Fear doesn't finish, it's just beginning. This is more of an awareness for people. So hopefully they, here in Toronto, people are starting to become aware of the film and see that the film is going to go on further. You know, like the title, there is no end. So that's hopefully the, or in our case, in the film.
Excellent. Thank you, Manny Da Silva, Cycle of Fear, 2008.
We'll be right back.
been reaching out for far too long. And now I've got no energy left. But can you hear me? Can you hear me now? The day my world came down, you went down with it. When I fell apart, all I needed, all I don't need is my sweet Maria.
Paper card. All of those who wish you well.
Goodbye.
I still miss those Tuesday nights in hell.
Turn off
TV and let's go outside.
Sunshine.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Place your
money on the winning steed. Stretched hand is all you need. Comes a time when they take you away to the countryside and you're never heard from again. And they may leave from your paper card. Luck and maybe you will win. You never know how it will end. Comes a time when they take you away to the countryside and you never heard from again. Sugar sweet, every time I see you, my knees get weak. Oh, boy, my heart doesn't beat. Well, I love to say her name, I love to say it, sugar sweet. She digs my moves, I don't even have to try. She tells me I'm so handsome when she looks into my eyes. She's an uncle, so pretty, rockabilly queen. Pretty as a peanut butter, girl of your dreams. She likes me when I'm gentle, she likes me when I'm mean. She loves the way I love her, I love to say her name. My pretty baby's name is sugar sweet. I hum that name when I'm walking down the street. All the other cats, you can read with jealousy. You want to see me on the scene. For sure, let's go. Break the news to my Annabelle. I went to Annabelle and I told her the news. She said, I know where to, baby, I could only love you. I remember the way that she cried, cried, cried. Remember the way that she tried, tried, tried. Bad as I felt, nothing could be done. Cause it's plain to see a sugar sweet's my only one. My pretty baby's name is Sugar Sweet. I hum that name when I'm walking down the street. Oh, 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 yeah, my heart just a beat. I love to say her name, I love to say a sugar sweet. Yeah. We'll be right back.
say your name, I love to say it, sugar sweet.
A little North by Northeast action with the rockabilly sounds of Montreal's The Cockroaches. Before that, also a North by Northeast band, the popabilly sound from Halifax of the Super Fantastics. And we kicked it off with The Uprising, which is a Barrie band featured in Cycle of Fear. They also played at the gala premiere as well, as did the Android Mem and the Populars. Next up, we have Fernando Sanders, and I'm going to let Diane Foy of Skylar Entertainment set this up for us. How about Fernando Sanders? What's the story there?
He has such a long story that I think we've decided we're going to write a book. Because after writing that bio, and every time I talk to him, he tells me a new story about... He's basically only worked with legends. He's started out when he was 16 years old, and right away got in with some pretty big names. And the longest relationships was Lou Reed. He's basically Lou Reed's bass player, sometimes co-writer, sometimes producer. He's produced some albums of Lou Reed. And Marianne Faithfull was another long term that he still works with. And then there's the list goes on of Joan Baez, and he's even worked with Slash and Pat Benatar, Heart.
Well, let me put you on the spot and have you pick a song that we're going to listen to next.
Well, the single is Delusion, which is an exclusive track for the Canadian release only.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was saying, I think my favorite song is I Will Break Your Fall.
Well, let's listen to that. Why is it your favorite?
I like it. You know what the thing is? Fernando Sanders, his album, girls will melt at his lyrics. That's really what it comes down to. The guys
will
like it too for the
musicians.
So this is a good
panty-removing song. Great. Okay, we'll go with it.
The song I like to do for my CD is called I Will Break Your Fall.
That bright idea comes from the West Coast, Vancouver Super Being. We're finishing with Calgary's Once Just. That's it for this week, but keep the cards and letters coming. We love hearing from you.
We won't survive, we will not survive. We won't survive, we will not survive. We won't survive. Oh! We won't survive, we will not survive. We won't survive, we will not survive. We won't survive, we'll not survive. We won't survive, we'll not survive.
Summertime is when the sun comes. I was walking and walking so I could get some. Suddenly I saw her pretty face. Alright. Unfortunately the driver did not see her in time. Later hanging his head in disgrace.
So now she's dead, it's what the officer said. But I don't really think she left us here at all, because she tells me every night how much she likes me. And I cannot make her leave or make her go, because she feels lonely and alone.
Every day she haunts me, loves to eat. Won't ever stop. And lately seems to like it hot at night. The only way that I can seem to shut her up is to make sweet love. God, she really loves to fuck. I'm really gonna go nuts. And people are starting to wonder, cause every day she likes to talk and kiss me. Fucking never stops. Pretty soon I'm gonna have to take my own life. But I'm really fucking scared to meet her in the afterlife.
So now she's dead, that's what the officer said. But I don't really think she left us here at all, because she tells me every night how much she likes me. And I cannot make her leave or make her go, cause she feels lonely and alone.
she's dead, that's what the officer said. But I don't really think she left to see it all. Because she tells me every night how much she likes me, and I cannot make her leave or make her go, 'cause she feels lonely.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.